You're with listener-supported radio for Northeast Texas. This is 88.9 KETR in Commerce. And it's 10 minutes until 9 o'clock. Thanks for joining us on this November 11th, Veterans Day. And before Morning Edition concludes, we have a conversation that has a definite Veterans Day theme. We'll be speaking with Paris author Mary Clark. She's written a book called Landing in My Present. It's in large part about her father's service during World War II in India and China, as well as Africa. And we are happy to have Mary on the line with us right now. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
So, Mary, many of our listeners know you as the host of Mary Clark Traveler, which was a segment that aired on HPPR for quite some time. But now, your most recent endeavor, you wrote a book about your dad and his service. So, for the benefit of those who haven't read it, could you please just give a summary of what this book is about?
I'd be glad to. Yes, November 11th is a really special day for me because 4 years ago, I was in Guwahati, India. I had just arrived, and I was there to follow my father's World War II footsteps. He had been posted in the Assam Valley of India, and he was a pilot, and he flew transport planes, C-47s and C-46s, filled with gasoline over the Himalaya Mountains into China, to bring that fuel to American and Chinese armies. I knew that he had been what was called a hump pilot, but he died when I was 16, and he never talked about his war years, as was true of many veterans at the time. And I really despaired of knowing much about that experience until an aunt of mine met a pilot who had actually flown with my father on his last flight over the hump. And my aunt interviewed the pilot, gave me the transcript, and for the first time, I had a sense of where my father had been and what his experience was. And I knew then, which was quite a few years ago, that I wanted to follow his footsteps. But it ended up not just learning about his war years. I was able to go back and learn much more about him as a person. And so it was really two journeys, an emotional journey to reconnect with him because of his early death, and the later physical journey to go to India and China.
So, Mary, let's talk a little bit about the historical setting for your father's journey. Of course, we know that World War II was played out in Europe and North Africa. But when we think of the Pacific theater, we think typically of the Philippines, various islands in the South Pacific, and we don't think as much about what was going on the mainland of East Asia and South Asia during the war. And so you mentioned the hump. That was the Himalayan mountains around the border between India and China. Of course, there Nepal and Bhutan are around there in that area.
Yes.
And so it's literally the tallest mountains in the world. So what was your father doing in India and China? Could you just kind of set the scene there in that part of Asia during World War II?
Well, what had happened was that the Japanese had cut off all the methods to get supplies into China around the coast. And so the only way to get supplies in was from India over those mountains into China. And it was a very, very dangerous flight pattern and considered the most dangerous flight pattern in the world at the time. And but it was desperately needed to bring fuel to the armies there, American armies and Chinese armies. So the problem was the weather, these really cold Siberian fronts would come barreling down the Himalayas, and they would collide with this warm, moist water coming up from the Bay of Bengal and create these horrible weather situations with ice and snow and clouds, and the worst was the wind. It would toss these planes around. But it was the only method that they could figure out to get these supplies in. And so there were thousands of pilots that flew the hump. It's not a well-known operation. People who are very educated or well-read about World War II, when I say that my father flew the hump, they will nod their head. They respect it. They know how dangerous it was. But what I found is that most people reading this book had never even known it was going on. It was just out of sight, taking care of a situation without realizing how important it was.
And so you were able to go over to that part of the world and experience it yourself. So, of course, you described that in your book, but could you talk briefly about how that went for you when you went
over
there?
Yes. My father's base, Missamari, was still there. There's a couple of bases that are still there from the American time. So that was nice. But I have to say they were pretty indifferent to our presence. They had the control tower from the 1940s was about the only thing that they had left. They weren't particularly impressed that my father had been stationed there. But it was great to get to see just where he'd been and what it was like and to see the monkeys running around and the elephants and, you know, all these other things that he would have experienced. We could not fly his flight pattern. It's not allowed anymore because of tenseness between China and India. But we did make our way to Kunming, China, which is where he flew into. And our reception there was notably different. The Kunming people were very, very grateful to Americans for coming in and supplying them and helping them fight the Japanese. Because the Japanese were just bombing them nonstop. There were museums in Kunming, restaurants named for the hump. Our driver was just so excited to have two children of a hump pilot in his car. And there is a hump monument there recognizing the efforts of these pilots to bring supplies into China.
Mary, there is a commerce connection to the Chinese theater in World War II. Of course, our very own Claire Chennault was a flying tiger even before the U.S. military officially got involved. And there's a there's a commerce tie-in in your book as well. So could you describe that a little bit, please?
Oh, it was a strong commerce tie-in. I was so surprised. I knew that General Chennault had been born in commerce, but when we got to Kunming. Well, let me just say, the Chinese are actually more familiar with the flying tigers than they are. They sort of lump the hump pilots with the flying tigers. But Chennault is simply revered. He was the first to bring planes in to actually fight the Japanese and keep them away from Kunming for a while at least. So his home, he married a Chinese woman after the war. His home is still there in Kunming and is a restaurant now. There are two museums in the Kunming area, and in one, there is a separate room that has a video about Claire Chennault. And it, of course, is in Chinese, Mandarin, but it is tells about his life and what he did for the Chinese. He was really, they revere him as much as anybody, any American person during the war in that Kunming area. So I was just so surprised to come into these museums and start reading about Commerce, Texas, when I'm on the other side of the world, following my dad's footsteps.
Perhaps more people know about Commerce than they do in some other parts of Texas, way over there in China.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they do. They think that they know about Chennault. And the Flying Tigers was a very short-lived operation. Chenault just couldn't sustain that effort, and it did disband because it was a group of volunteers. But it was just the Chinese there. It was the first time somebody had fought for them against the Japanese, and they have not forgotten it.
Well, that's definitely good to know on this Veterans Day. We're with Mary Clark. She recently wrote a book called Landing in My Present. Mary is a Paris-based writer. You might know her, if you're a longtime KETR listener, from her hosting of a travel segment called Mary Clark Traveler. And this morning, we're discussing this book about her father and his service in World War II in India and China and elsewhere. And Mary, perhaps, when did this book come out? You contacted me and let me know way back in the spring or summer. When did it publish?
It was published in June.
Okay.
And probably the pandemic's not the greatest time to bring out a book.
Well, but people are reading.
It's a great one for reading. I couldn't do much speaking about it, but it's been well received. I've really been happy to share the story of finding my father again. And of course, I did grow up in Plainview out in the Panhandle. My dad returned from the war, and he was a farmer, but he always flew, and we always had a plane growing up. And it really wasn't until I did the research into his experience in the war that I understood why he was such a confident pilot. He just nothing ever bothered him. And I realized, of course, too late, that it was because of his experiences in the war.
Yes, if you can handle the Himalayas, you can probably handle the South Plains.
That's right. Exactly.
Mary, since this book has been out since June, you've had enough time, I suppose, to get some reader reactions. So if you could share some of those, because that's always the most interesting part, perhaps, of the creative process, is what happens when that work gets out there in the world and you get to interact with
people.
Right.
So now, that has been the surprise for me. I have loved hearing from readers, and I've heard from readers all over the country. Many, many people have appreciated the writing about the Hump operation and about how we are perceived in China. I think that's a really an undertold story. And so I hear from a lot of people about that. I've gotten to hear a lot of World War II experiences. Oh, my father was here, or my grandfather was there. And it's been fun having that connection and talking about it. I have been surprised how many of us lost fathers at an early age before they really had talked with us much about their lives. And so there was a camaraderie for many of those readers who identified with that. And then just the adventure travel. Several people said, I would never think about going to the Assam Valley of India or Kunming, China, and they enjoyed going with me there and feeling, seeing and hearing what that was like.
Mary, is there anything else about this book that you think people would find interesting? Again, it's called Landing in My Present by Mary Walker Clark, and it's a veteran's story and it's a family story.
That's right, yeah. It's a time of growing up in a little more innocent time in the 50s and the 60s. I think all of us boomers will identify with the experiences that I had out there. But I also think in this time of trying to get to know our heritage and our ancestry, I hope it will give people encouragement to explore more about their history, that there are ways to find out information. There are you can search and find out much more than you ever thought possible. I have been really heartened by my ability to find historical momentums and histories and stories in doing this.
Mary, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Again, one more time, Mary Walker Clark, her book, Landing in My Present, A Father, A Daughter, and the Singular Himalayan Journey That Reunited Them, that recently published book by Hellgate Press. And you're with Listener Supported 88.9 KETR in Commerce. Listener Supported 88.9 KETR is online at ketr.org.